WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hardy.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rap.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Well, I knew you'd come.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBoot.com as well. I am your host, Lindsay Warren. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. You can tweet at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lynn Tour throughout the night. You come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, and GoWork.net to interact with us there. Should be a wild, wild night as my phone buzzes repeatedly here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, because we got some stuff to talk about. It's going to be low-key, but it's going to be fun and entertaining tonight.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be entertaining. We don't have, like, a lot of really, really huge stories to talk about, which is cool. We do have one, which is breaking news. We'll get to that in just a second. But, yeah, very chill, very low-key, very laid-back show. And then later, Fortnite.
Exactly.
Because Fortnite. Because that's what we do.
Because it's what we do.
Possibly Fortnite with friends. We'll have to see if they're around. So, going to start with the happy news.
Should I hit the button?
Hit the button.
Talk about it.
Well, in a sweeping... Can we call it a landslide? Is it technically it a
is
landslide?
It is a landslide, as you can see on your screen.
In a landslide, your new mayor of Knox County, our very own Glenn Kane Jacobs. So think about that. The devil's favorite demon is now Mayor Kane. That's awesome, dude.
We can now officially say we've had a mayor on the show.
We've had a mayor on this show.
How about that?
How about them apples, y'all? We have had an elected official
on this program. 66.18% of the votes, or yeah, 66.39% total. He got the vote.
He got the vote. He got the popular vote, and he got the majority vote. So, you know, congratulations to him. He is the new mayor of Knox County. He's got to be absolutely ecstatic. So, congratulations, Mr. Jacobs.
Yeah.
Kane, Glenn, whatever we call him. I don't know.
It's the mayor, Mayor Kane.
Mayor Kane, Mayor Jacobs. Congratulations, Mayor Jacobs. We're super happy for you.
Yeah, it was a landslide all the way through. Once the absentee ballots were cast originally, everyone knew how this was going. And his lead grew through the night in Knox County, and he will now be sworn in as mayor.
So, yay! I kind of can't wait for that. I really kind of can't wait. I hope that gets streamed somewhere. I want to watch that. I know it's going to be completely uneventful, but it's just going to be so adorably awkward. It'll be amazing. I just know it. So, yeah. So, congratulations once again to Glenn Jacobs, a.k.a. Kane, for winning the Knox County mayor race. So, good for him. And other happy news, we have Mae Young Classic news.
You do have Mae Young Classic news. What's going on with the Mae Young Classic?
Well, first and foremost, it's been announced that Mara Ranallo will be in the announcer's chair along with Beth Phoenix. So, yay, that will be an interesting pair for sure. But I'm excited for it.
I think it's going to get better reviews than Lita and Jim Ross, who got a lot of complaints last year.
Yeah. I mean, I think you didn't have color, and Mauro is the play-by-play guy, but he does a lot of color with it, so he will definitely for sure punch it up. Not to knock Jim Ross at all or Lita at all, but there was just, yeah, this will be a little bit more impactful, I feel like.
Yeah, it just appears that for Jim Ross, he's past it. Say he's past his prime, but he's past his prime, and it's just he's not at his best anymore. But there's a lot of factors for that. But anyway,
yeah.
Mauro, who's current with the product, knows the current people in the, you know, he knows what's going on. He's dialed into everything. He'll have a better understanding of what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of the Mae Young Classic, continuing on, we have more participants to announce. Karen Q, Toni Storm, my girl, she's going to be in it. Yes.
She's in the States, by the way.
She is in the States. So, yes. So are the British Strong Style Boys, but they're not in the Mae Young Classic. Ashley Rain,
AKA
Madison Rain. Miko Satomura. I'm so sorry if I said your name wrong. Why do you have Ashley Rain in here twice?
Because I copied a list and I added Madison Rain to it. Keep going.
Priscilla Kelly. Sorry. You don't have spaces.
I have commas.
You don't have spaces after your commas. You put spaces after your commas.
Just keep reading.
Zia Brookside, Hiro Matsumoto, Ariel Monroe, and Vanessa Craven. So it's shaping up to be an interesting field.
It is. It's shaping up nicely.
So, very, very excited. But Toni Storm, yay!
Yeah, that's awesome.
I hope they get Piper Niven back. I don't think they will, but I hope they get her back.
I don't
back.
Think she's involved this year.
That's a bummer.
But there's a few more spots to be announced, but I don't think she's involved. But we'll see.
We'll see. So, I don't know how you want to do this. Do we want to sandwich the bad news in with the good news?
Yeah, let's talk about the bad right now.
Okay. All right, we're going to take it down for a second. Actually, before we talk about that, let's do the Blame Bruns. It's a nice lead-in.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Professional transitions, everyone. Professional transitions.
Hey, just because we got a new mic doesn't mean we're any better at this, okay? Just okay, everybody?
Yeah.
New mic does not change the person behind it, which is I am not professional at this at all. So, our Blame Brents are as follows. Lindsay Dorado with a ruptured thumb.
# Blame Brent.
He's going to have to wear an itty-bitty baby cast while his ligament heals. I want to see a thumb cast. I want to see what that looks like. Is it just like the kind where they wrap your thumb up and then they wrap the cast around your hand?
Possibly.
Or is it like literally they just stick your thumb in a...
I don't know.
...cast? I want to know. Somebody Google that for me, please. And now we're really going to dial it down. We are not going to dwell on this. We're just going to report it. And then we're really going to move on because we don't really want to dwell on this. But unfortunately, we did lose 3 members of the wrestling community over the weekend. We lost Brickhouse Brown, Nikolai Volkoff, and Brian Christopher, aka Grandmaster Sexay. So very sad to see all three of them go. I hope their families find peace. I hope they've all found peace and they will be missed.
Yeah. So that's if you want more of a detailed thoughts and analysis, go check out Wrestle Talk Radio from this past Sunday evening.
Yes. So moving on from that, going back into a little bit more happy news, just to bring it all back up. Joey Mercury has signed on as a producer with Ringer of Honor, so congratulations to him.
That's cool. Good job.
That's really cool. And Rich Swann has signed a long-term deal with Impact Wrestling, so go him.
After suffering a concussion, he still signs a contract with them, so that's cool. So he has long-term security now after everything that went down with WWE.
And that's great for him.
Yeah.
That's what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So we now have our video game updates.
Hey,
stuff we can talk about. And I'm going to let you discuss this because you know more about it than I do. And that is the WWE 2K19 Towers mode. Please tell the good people in Radioland what that is.
Debuting WWE 2K19 is a new feature called Towers. In this mode, players choose WWE Superstars or their My Players to compete against a string of WWE Superstar opponents. Each tower features its own unique theme and is populated by a roster of WWE Superstars across a variety of challenging matches, including different win conditions and fun stipulations. Expect to battle dozens of opponents across the entire WWE roster, from NXT superstars to current champions. And let's not forget about them legends. There are two types of towers in WWE 2K19 that play differently from one another. Gauntlet. In a gauntlet tower, players need to compete the gauntlet in an entirely one session. Quitting early or losing a match resets progress back to zero. There's also steps. In a steps tower, players climb their way through a tower one match at a time and at their own pace. Tower goals. Some towers feature their own set of goals, including such challenges as reaching a specific score and simply reaching the end of a tower. Stipulations. Some matches add an extra layer of depth in the form of a player and opponent buffs. A few examples include starting match with a finish or an event starting with health in the red. There'll be different match types, including steel cage, table submission, Iron Man, all that. The one thing with it is your health. Once you start losing health and you go to the next match, that's where you're at. So you could be red and you have to survive every single thing, or your tower will end up resetting. In 2K Towers, players choose a WWE Superstar to compete against a wide range of WWE Superstars across a number of challenging towers. Each tower has a unique theme we just mentioned, showcasing the roster and includes or pays homage to a specific match type. So there could be certain things for, you know, different people and different type of situations. There will be a $1 million tower featuring AJ Styles. That'll be the most difficult of them all, because if you win that, that's key step one in entering the $1 million challenge we talked about a few weeks ago. So you have to do that, then you cut your promo and you send it all in, etc., etc. There'll be a Legends Lore exclusive to 2K Towers. Legends Lore is a feature that highlights the history and accomplishments of all of the undeniable WWE legends featured in WWE 2K19. So that could be sort of like the old showcase mode in the video game. So that should be pretty cool. There'll be a My Player Tower, which will have different... There'll be permanent towers, but there'll be daily, weekly, and even pay-per-view based towers. Every single day, a new tower appears for players to take on, while every week there'll be a new weekly tower that's a bit longer than the daily tower, so be sure to start early. So basically, they want you to keep coming back to the game, which is something that 2K18, there wasn't much to keep you coming back after a while.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Stars earned from these towers count to all pay-per-view events and Road to Glory qualifications, so it's a good idea to tackle those as often as possible. Finally, pay-per-view towers are active alongside WWE schedule. Pay-per-view schedule, to qualify for these towers, you'll need to earn a specific amount of stars like you did for Road to Glory. Overall, this sounds like it's going to be interesting and fun. There was a mode like this before. It was like the gauntlet, or it was, I forget what the hell it was called, but there was a mode that I always enjoy playing where you fought, like, you just kept going and going and going and fighting different people over and over again. It was a lot of fun. They had one with the Undertaker mode, and I can't remember everything that was called, but anyway, there's enough there.
I don't remember exactly what it was called. I just remember it took an obscene amount of sludgy shots for you to, like, take him down.
Right.
Because magics...
Yeah, all
Hold
the
on.
Magic.
I am Googling this. What was it called? No, it's not. What was it? Which year was it? Wasn't 18. It was 16?
16, 15?
No.
We were live Googling because we thought about this the other night, but we forgot what it was called. And yeah, I don't remember.
We should have Googled this before, but we've been distracted because Fortnite.
Yeah.
So
actually, maybe before, yeah, before that,
I can't find it.
All right, I'm gonna.
I think it was just like Undertaker mode, because it was like you had to wrestle him at WrestleMania in a Hell in a Cell match, or did you pick a Hell in a Cell?
No, I think it was. That's where it took us to Defeat the Streak. It was
Defeat
called.
The Streak. Yeah, that was it.
Defender Defeat the Streak, which was another type of mode that sort of came along before that, but I can't remember what that was called either. But yeah, it was Defeat the Streak, which was always a fun mode. That was years ago. Wow, that's a long time ago. All right. Anyway, so
yeah, because I remember sitting here listening to you try to beat it, and you're like, "Oh my god, he vanished! Magics! Undertaker has magics in that mode."
And this was long before I could actually stream it.
Yeah, this was before like Twitch really got super popular. And wow, okay. I'm going to break in with football for just a second, because the Bears picked off a pass. They intercepted it. They're going for the touchdown, right? They're down 10 points. They're at like probably the 15 or the 20, because I'm only half paying attention to this game. Dude, Bray. The quarterback's name is Bray. His name is Bray, y'all. Anyway, Bray throws the pass, gets tip and gets intercepted by the Ravens. I just had to throw that out there because football.
Yeah. So I'm going to interject and we're going to move back to, anyway, WWE 2K19 content coming to our Twitch channel when it comes out.
I do have one question about it.
Shoot.
Is it played on an actual tower?
No.
Oh.
No, it's like a gauntlet mode. It's not an actual tower.
But it would be so much fun if it was on an actual tower. It could be like Joust. WWE style.
There used to be for the GameCube, there was an actual game mode where you played like through a tower. You had to throw people off buildings and stuff. I never played it, but I saw the video of it. It was pretty cool. But before we get into Fortnite, because that's where we're going to next, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a little bit of breaking news.
More?
More breaking news from the man himself.
It's very difficult for a Democrat here in Knox County, Tennessee. So for her to step up to the plate, run a good campaign, do all the things that she did, work really hard. Again, I applaud her for that.
September the 1st, you're ready to go?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Be assembling our team and looking at our priorities and what we want to tackle first, and we'll be ready to go.
He's ready to go.
He's raring to go, man. He's so excited. I can hear it in his voice. He's like, I won.
He is ready to go. He's excited. He was thanking his opponent. Yeah.
Okay, I have to say this. If you never met the man, if you don't know anything about the man, which this is a wrestling show, so I would hope to God you know something about him. If you don't, reassess your priorities and go to YouTube immediately. He is literally the nicest person you will ever meet. He is such a sweetheart. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. And Knox County has gained an amazing civil servant in him. And I'm only hoping nothing but the best for him as he moves forward.
Right,
so
we have a little more. Ready?
Yes.
And a lot of the people in this room have been with me the whole way. There are some people that were not with me at all. When I announced that I was going to run for mayor of Knox County, Tennessee, unfortunately, among the political establishment, it was met with pretty resounding laughter that a professional wrestler could think that he could be mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. And if anything, what that did was that made me want it even more, but not for me, because what they were saying was, he's one of them. He's one of you. Who would this normal person, what would he possibly be thinking that he could be mayor of Knox County, Tennessee? What do they think about you? No matter what happens, I'll always be one of you. May call me mayor, call me anything you want, but I am always going to be one of you. And then the great thing was, this professional wrestler, and I normally don't use wrestling analogies for the campaign, but this professional wrestler got into a no-holds-bar, last-man-standing match. And when the bell rung, he was victorious. We were victorious. because it was thanks to the efforts of everybody here. I'm going to forget some folks, and I do apologize for that, but there are just so many people who have helped me, of course, my family and Crystal, who maybe doesn't think it was such a wild idea now, but I appreciate them. They have stood beside me this whole time. My daughter, Devin.
And that's where it comes up. He got into cocaine promo mode for a minute there. He's wagging his finger around like, couldn't do it, and you see his face scrunching up.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like his face is all scrunching up like, I'm Kane. I'm the big... No, wait, I center myself.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not in a ring. But, I mean, here's the thing. The dude's born for it. I mean, he can cut a promo. He can talk. He can interact with people. He's already, because of what he's done, he's naturally trained in dealing with the public. So he's got that going for him. And then on top of that, he's hella smart. Like, ridiculously smart. The man has a master's. I mean, he has made a fortune in investments and financial and everything. I mean, I'm just trying to think of everything he's done. He's well suited for what he's about to do.
Oh, yeah.
And we count as being in the room, right? He forgot us, right? Because we've been with him since day one.
The clip cut off.
Yeah. Yeah. See, he's going to thank us, but, you know, the clip cut off.
The clip got cut off.
Because we were totally in the room when that happened.
We were totally there. We were deep in. He was looking right at us, wagging his finger. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Fortnite update. Because reasons, because that's our new obsession, is Fortnite. So we just have to fill you in on the very brand new, you should totally go play it if you play the game, Splody mode, that I like to call it, aka flying and explosives. So basically you get a jetpack, you get to fly around with a jetpack, and then you get nothing but explosives. So like rocket launchers, grenade launchers, regular grenades, clingers, stink bombs, pretty much anything that blows up in the game. Remotes, you get it. And you can just go nuts on your opponents. It's amazingly intense, but it's a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. For this mode, you definitely need the jetpack because reasons.
Yeah, you do. You need the jetpack. Being on the ground is really, really, really difficult. And when you get in a fight and somebody has one and you don't, trying to aim is just like, just shoot me now, please.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah. It's a lot of fun. Maybe we'll do one after the show so you can see. We'll definitely do one during the weekend.
Yes, when we stream, for sure.
Whether it's tonight or another day, you'll see the mode in action on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTRLive, which means you should follow and subscribe. If you have that free Amazon Prime account, you know, just follow or subscribe. It doesn't cost you anything.
Side note, I'm going to cut in. Apparently, Josh Dallas has a new show. Josh Dallas of Once Upon a Time, y'all. I just saw the commercial on TV, so I figured I had to add that in. But because... why the hell not? So yeah, Fortnite later for everybody, but we're going to take our first break of the evening. And when we come back, we're going to be talking all about San Diego Comic-Con and the figures that got released for Comic-Con and how cool they are. So you don't want to miss that. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
Who is the greatest hockey player of all time? CB Radio has decided.
Butchering some names, Frank Nyberg versus Joe Newwensiken. Newwendik.
I'm going to go with Newendike.
Yes,
Newendike. Wow. That is not what it looks like. Sweeney Schneider versus Matt Schmidt.
And it's Milt, not Matt.
Whatever. I figured that was going to help out Team Chat. Finally, someone who has a real name. Brad Park against Mark Messier.
Messier.
What the hell is
Messier.
At the end?
Yeah. Clinch him. Get a rope.
He has a goddamn R at the end. Screw you.
I can only wait till I get to that Wayne Gretzky guy.
Guy LaFleur versus Lauren Chatbot.
You added a T.
Yes, I did. On purpose. Brett Hole versus Ray Borkuk. Bjork?
Ray fucking Finkel.
Bjork. Okay, whatever.
Just think of the Swedish chef.
Fischler versus Wayne Gretzky.
Gretzky. I'll be the Gretzky guy.
Way to play into it, Jobber. Way to play into it.
Pavel.
Oh, God.
Wait. Pavel. Bure. What? How did I get response?
Bure.
Versus Bure.
Bure. Okay.
Oh, my
fucking
God.
French. Jerome Ignilia.
Aginla.
What?
Aginla.
Aginla? Versus Joe Sakic. That's where I was going to go originally, but I figured it was going to be pronounced differently than I was expecting.
Jerome Aginla, one of the all-time greatest Calgary Flames players of all time.
Okay, Sakic. So I'm going to go with Joe.
I'll move Joe Sakic on. I can feel the hatred now for that last one.
You're all idiots.
It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RackRadioShow.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Tell me where to go, tell me what to do. I'll be right there for you. Tell me what to say, no matter if it's true. I'll say it all for you. For you, for you,
for you. I used to be the type of kid that would always think the sky is falling. Why am I so differently wired? Am I a Martian? What kind of twisted experiment am I involved in? 'Cause I don't belong in this world. That's why I'm scoffing at authority, defiant often.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or Gerwick.net, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FiveBooth.com as well. And that last meme, oh God, that last meme you sent. That's just ridiculously amazing.
I know, it's kind of perfect.
We're not going to share it with the chat, but
no.
Yeah.
No, I think we should.
Okay, well, if you want to share,
I'm going to do so because I've been working on this tonight. We have a feature where I can go like this and put it up on the screen.
Ooh.
Just like so.
Fancy.
Quick, you can see it on the screen, the fancy dancy technology screen, because we have a visual segment that we're producing now. So,
which you can only see on the live show, so you should totally come listen to us live.
Yeah, we have a visual thing we're about to do now, so it's like might as well share that before we go into everything, because this next segment features a lot of visual aids.
Yes, it does, and well, I guess you can see it on the Twitch as well. You know, that's a good reason to go watch our Twitch and, you know, maybe subscribe with your Amazon account linked up. Twitch Prime, totally free. You should do the thing.
It won't cost you a dime to support the show.
We would personally like it. We'd be happy with that. But, you know, it's whatever you want to do.
Whatever you just want to do. Yeah. Anyway.
So, moving on, we are going to talk all about the amazing, awesome figures that got announced at San Diego Comic-Con this past week, or last week, I should say, at this point. And there's some pretty epic stuff going on here.
Yeah, you have everything. You have an old version of Matt Hardy from the ECW era with ECW Championship. That's the first ever time they've actually put that in there. The WWE ECW Championship, which is cool. You got an entrance grade in Goldberg and Elias. With guitar and stool, which is cool. First time, I think, for Elias, or second time for Elias.
Might be first.
Not exactly sure, but that's cool. You get the guitar and everything.
Ronda Rousey.
We'll get to Ronda. I'm going through them piece by piece.
Okay.
Well, because I can't flip around in the thing. Got Triple H from the Attitude Era. When we see one that's really cool, we'll stop and really talk about it. There's Finn Forever. The Finn Forever, the stuff, the LGBTQ stuff.
The Rainbow Finn.
The Rainbow Finn with removable hands. That's a new feature coming to the Elite series where they'll have removable hands.
Okay, the removable hands are just a little creepy.
But they work for some of them.
They work for some of them. Like, it's nice that you can change them out and customize them so that you can have them hold stuff. Like, that's cool. But it's just a little creepy.
You got AJ Styles with his perfect hair. Got Shelton Benjamin back. Two versions, current and gold standard version, are going to be available.
Of course.
Because you got to get that blonde hair in.
You got to get the blonde hair in, man.
Kurt Hawkins finally gets a toy. Two versions.
But does he get the cane?
I don't see the cane in the picture.
Does he get Big Glenn?
I don't know if he can afford Big Glenn now. And then you have Luke Harper.
And Eric Rowan.
With removable hands for Luke Harper. Because you need, you know, he has this big... bludgeon.
He needs his bludgeon in hands, damn it.
He does. Eric Rowan's in there as well with removable hands.
They have their big hammers too.
Yep. And a coat. Then you have Pete Dunne. I love the face they put for Pete Dunne. They have the little lip thing he does.
He only makes one face.
It's right there.
That's it. That's the face the man makes.
But they had to scan him doing the face. That's the best part. I will say about these figures that they were going through, these are some of the best face figures they've ever put together.
Yeah, you can see how far the technology has come in terms of the face scanning, because some of them look really, really, really good. Like, there's always that, back in the day, there was always that really awkward face sculpt where it never looked like anybody, and I get it, you're sculpting from memory or you're sculpting from 2D pictures, you're not having the person sitting in front of you. And so it was like, but you'd always get that one figure where it's like, oh God, what happened there?
All right, you got Shin. You got Seth Rollins and his creator, Russell Gear. Nia Jax with a removable head. You get three different heads for her.
All right. I'm just going to say this right now. Y'all better not be jerks about the Nia Jax figure with the removable heads. I don't want to see anybody doing anything stupid or anything inappropriate with the removable heads. Okay?
You got Paige. You got Liv Morgan, which is cool.
She's getting one.
You got a new Daniel Bryan's coming.
Of course.
Shayna Baszler with the NXT Women's Championship. The Velveteen Dream.
He's got to be stoked for that.
Yeah. Cedric Alexander, I believe that is, with the Cruiserweight title.
think so, yeah.
Alexander Wolf.
He's got to be excited for that.
Nikki Cross.
I want the Nikki Cross so bad. I saw that and I was like, Scottish wifey.
Eric Young is now getting his own WWE action figure. Pretty epic.
I am almost like wanting to get the Eric Young because I think I have...
The TNA version?
I think I have the TNA version somewhere. I know I have the TNA version of Bobby Roode, but I don't know if I have EY. I want to say I do.
Adam Cole, along with the Undisputed Era, is in this game, in the line.
They're actually, I think, going to be a trio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going to be a set.
Which is cool.
Which is very cool.
You got the American Dween, Dusty Rhodes.
He's always got to have one.
Sensational Sherry's in the line.
Awesome.
Bob Backlund with his angry face. And then you have the brother of Mayor Kane, The Undertaker.
Taker's got to get a new one. He's always got to get a new figure.
It's the 2000-ish era of Taker. Yeah, Pat Patterson.
I like how they're slowly acknowledging Biker Taker.
Mm-hmm. I love the second face on Pat.
Yeah.
I guess that's the Riot Gear mask, too, I think.
Maybe.
I don't know. King Mabel. Not bad on the face.
Not bad on the face, no.
Bobby Lashley. Mustafa Ali.
With and without headband.
Mm-hmm. Ruby Riott. And then...
I'm excited for the Ruby Riott figure. Hers looks cute.
And then there's Matt Hardy collection of Skarsgård, the Mower of Lawns, and Vanguard 1.
I want to know why this is a thing. Why did this happen?
The boat needs to be beat up a little bit more.
Well, the boat can be beat up. Okay. I know he's not listening, but Matt Goldberg, I know you're getting married soon-ish, so congratulations first of all from us, but once you get done with all that and this set comes out, I expect shenanigans with this set. Exactly. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yeah. It needs to happen.
But again, why is this a thing?
Mm-hmm. This Asuka is now a WrestleMania Access exclusive.
Of course it is.
So
it's cool as hell. Of course it is.
You get the code and everything.
It's not her Mania gear.
No, but it's pretty good. Three different masks as well. Go ahead.
Well, for the gear that she's wearing, I think that's actually the NXT gear.
Mm-hmm.
Before she went up. That was one of the NXT TakeOver outfits because it's got the crown.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it looks absolutely cool as hell.
It looks awesome. Hacksaw Jim Duggan in the Retrofest. There's a Shawn Michaels in there as well. Then there's Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Her figure looks good.
Yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Hey.
From the NWO era. Mandy Rose. Drew Gulak.
Yay, Drew's getting a figure.
Sasha Banks. So, out of everyone... Okay, this is going to come with... All these figures are cool. Her face is not good.
No.
She has... Okay, like we said, there's those awkward faces. She has one of the awkward faces for the figures.
This is... Yeah, she's got this, like, really big smile on her face. I kind of wish they would... Like, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't in terms of 3D rendering of when they make the faces. Like, this is kind of almost up there with when they're standing there and they've got their mouth open and they're doing, like, the silent scream, but all you see on the figure is, like, this giant open mouth. And it's like, oh, dear. Oh, that's unfortunate. Yeah. Why did you do that?
Yeah.
Out of all the pictures you took, why did you pick that one?
Yeah. Is this Daniel Bryan, I think? I can't tell who this next one is.
It might be Daniel Bryan. It's really small. I can't tell.
Okay. Well, not sure. Then there's Sonya Deville.
It looks good.
And then there's Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel, the B team.
Can I just say I'm very excited for the Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel just because finally there is a Bo Dallas figure that I can take into work and put on my desk because he's wearing pants.
Then... Well, Bo's not wearing pants. Curtis.
Well,
is.
He's wearing a top. I should say that. He's mostly covered. He's a work-appropriate action figure.
Which means he needs to go alongside Bray, and then his sister needs to show up.
Oh, my God. No.
But hey,
no.
But hey, it's cool. They got.
No, what needs to happen is Bo Dallas needs to get his own goddamn pop vinyl, so then I could put the pop vinyl with the Bray one and the IRS one.
There you go. But no, their figures are cool.
Yes.
Curtis has a weird face because his mouth is wide open, but it's good.
Yeah, just so everybody's aware, not completely bragging, but Bray Wyatt's sister and I work for the same company.
Yeah. Charlotte and Becky, not bad.
The A-team, the wives, the wifeys.
We're going to get to them in a little bit. The Singh brothers.
I'm happy they got figures.
Mm-hmm. And then we got the retro figures, all different times, Braun, Miz, Braun, Ryder, Iron Sheik, Jeff Hardy. Got an AJ Styles new figure. More Kurt Hawkins. We've gone through Matt Hardy, Bob Backlund. We've sort of gone through all these in general. But, yeah, there's a lot of cool figures that came out. No Bray Wyatt new figure.
Very bummed about that. But then again, he hasn't really changed all that much, at least from what you see on the exterior now. Ask about his chest. Bray, honey, what the hell?
Yeah.
Just what the hell?
I love that the bludgeons come with the big jackets and the mask and everything. That's cool.
I'm excited for the bludgeons. I actually want those figures because it's like they do come with the jackets and the hammers and the masks and all the dealy. I mean, that's the one thing. That's one really good thing about Mattel is they will do up those accessories.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, as you see, there's a whole bunch of different figures that came out. Overall, I like the selections. Good stuff by Mattel. Good stuff coming around. Yeah. We wanted to do this last week, but a big story broke, so we pushed this segment back a little bit.
Yeah, things happened. Sorry. So, and we needed filler this week, so it's like, hey, we can do that. So, yeah, but...
We can talk about it, because we like this stuff, and Matt Goldberg's awesome, and you should check out youtube.com/MBGfilms. He's doing at least 2-3 times a week new specials on them. So
I don't think we ever congratulated him, because he has an official partnership with Mattel, doesn't he?
He does. He actually
so
does.
Congratulations to Matt.
Yeah, congrats to Matt. He's working really hard. You have the slam crates and everything like that, the special deliveries and everything like that, so... Yeah,
I mean, I don't want to say we're directly responsible for that, but we'll take like a smidge of the credit because we knew him way back when. He's going places, man. He's going to be somebody. Still want the Oscar shout out. Just saying.
Yeah. So, yeah, awesome stuff like there. So make sure you check out his stuff and yeah, all that fun stuff. So I thought we take a break, come back and do some more wrestling talk.
Sounds like a plan. So when we come back, we are going to be doing the SmackDown Throwdown and the NXT Rundown along with Tweet of the Week. So you listen to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Stop holding your breath, and you think I'm
crazy. Yeah, you think I'm crazy. I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh, well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive a...
Get chatty with CB Radio. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/CB Radio Live.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas. Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
I feel like I'm trapped, like you're trapped. Like living in a padded cell.
Check out The Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/RackRadioShow.
WWE superstar Natalya, and you're listening to The Rack Radio Show.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com as well. And, well, it's the third segment, so y'all know what that means. Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
You know, one of these days I keep hoping she's gonna like update that song, and I realize it's probably not gonna happen, and it makes me really sad.
I don't even remember who did the song.
All I know is once I was in a store and I heard the original and I about lost my shit.
The Omnius version of it?
Yeah. Like, I heard this because I heard the guitar on it. And I was like...
Because it's a Jason... something song. I forget his name.
Jason Aldean?
No, it begins with an M.
Oh, I don't know.
Mars? Something like that?
I don't know. But yeah, I heard it and I was like, oh my god, it's the Tweet of the Week song! Oh wait, no, that's not it.
No, I have the original song somewhere. This one. This is the original song.
Yep, that's it.
Anyway, tweets.
Dr. Lupo.
Hey, it's Dr. Lupo. Did you know he can snipe?
Can he snipe?
I think so.
It's Lupo, man.
Anyway, continue.
Anyway, Dr. Lupo. Had donuts. Went back to debt. I went back to bed. I like Sunday.
Don't we all?
Don't we all? Roman Reigns. Whenever I'm in the ring, I hear the noise. It doesn't shake me. It doesn't anger me. I don't run from the noise. I thrive in it. I hope Brooklyn's ready to get loud because I'm ready to give them a show and take the Universal title. Hashtag SummerSlam. Sasha Banks replies, duh man. And Seth Rollins replies, duh guy, actually. Duh man, over here. And it's a little emoji of someone raising their hand. Seth, stop. Speaking of Seth Rollins, egads, football is back. Hall of Fame game, Chicago Bears. And I'm really want this game to end while we're on the air so we can get the inaugural I hate football tweet, because it's now officially that time of year again.
Yeah. Football talk coming to the Rack every Thursday night. Yay.
I can't wait.
And we start off the season with me and you.
As it should be. Damn it. Kofi Kingston. First flight delays, then I get put through a table, and now a 3270 toll. Filed July 15th under a series of fortunate events. Aw, poor Kofi. And that's all I have.
Alright, hopefully this is all in order. Steak and Shake. When your friend suggests going to Wendy's, that's when things get awkward. Wendy's. Oh hey, Steak and Fake. Think you dropped this at. Maybe leave the subs to the sandwich shops and leave the cheeseburgers to us. Steak and Shakes. Yeah, that's cool. So as long as you keep leaving the delicious to us. Hashtag be good. Huh. Over 30 minutes. Do people usually have to wait that long with you guys? Steak and Shakes. We were busy trying to figure out how to thaw out squared burger patties. Any tips? David, Wendy replies. Admit it. You are busy reacting to having a tweet get more than 100 likes. And y'all know fresh beef doesn't have to thaw. Famous Dave's. Quote, can you wreck us so we can get some attention? Said Steak and Shake. And then Wendy's tweeted them, the Weef Beefin' song. Wow, this really blew off. Make sure you tweet it. Check out my mixtape. Someone named Clyde goes, all right, now you're sellouts. They go, Wendy's goes, when we put on a show, it always sells out. Someone tweets to Wendy's account, hey person running the account, are you single? Wendy's goes, we sell singles, doubles, and triples.
Nice deflection. Nice.
Pop-Tarts got into the original reply. Haha, nice, Wendy's. Good stuff. Wendy's goes, it's just, why do they do it to us? Steakums, everybody makes mistakes. Wendy's, LOL, mistake and shake would have been good too. Pop-Tarts, oh yeah, I like that. Wait, guys, it's not too late. Steakums, brand pile on. Moon Pie, they had this one totally taken care of. Good job, team. Pop-Tarts, thanks, MP. Missed you, though. It was an entire conversation.
I don't know who's running the damn Wendy's Twitter, but that person needs a raise. Right. Seriously, that person needs a raise. They are absolutely fantastic at their job.
All right, a couple more from them. Wendy's, Pop-Tarts replies to Wendy's. I mean, I think it's a classic example of a desperation slash looking for attention. Like, their tweet was so awkward, it is honestly kind of cute. LOL reminds me of middle school. Wendy's goes, this is solid analysis. Even better. Someone tweets, yo, Lil Debbie, you need to drop a mixtape. You already got a rap name. Lil Debbie. But I'm not a rapper. Someone named Jordan goes, get Wendy's to ghostwrite for you. Wendy's goes, boo, we are haunting this house because we are ghosts. Lil Debbie, when did you go ghost? We thought you were a Twitter personality who specialized in roasting and fresh burgers. Wendy's, we were just ghostwriting. Lil Debbie, oh, gets it. Well, we really admire your ability to take burgers and tweets to the next level. You could ghostwrite lyrics for us any day. I love when the brand accounts get so active like that, you know?
I feel like the actual brands really aren't paying attention to what their social media people are doing, and so their social media people are just like, ah, screw it. And they do this. Where it's just like, they're all friends. You know they're all friends. They're probably on a Slack somewhere, all IMing each other about this, or emailing each other, or something, and just having fun with it. Mm-hmm. And I love it when brands do that. I hate it when, like, social media people are all stuffy and serious. No, man. No. You get, like, somebody like all these restaurant brands that have gotten these people that are just smart asses and just have fun and do whatever they want. Like, 9-10, like, if you look at the Wendy's Twitter, 9 times out of 10, it's like, oh, we're so sorry that happened. But every once in a while, something like this happens. And it's just beautiful to watch.
Also, someone goes, Wendy's versus Steak and Shake at SummerSlam, book it. Wendy's replied, squash match.
Just saying. Oh, football update.
Touchdown Bears.
They are back in this. We may get an I Love Football.
Maybe.
Also, I don't know who number 19 is, but his socks have separated from his feet. His ankles are showing.
You mean his knees are showing?
No, his ankles. Like, if you look at his ankles, like, the top of or the bottom of his tube stops are not connected to the feety part.
Okay.
There's skin. There's ankle there.
Okay. So I have more.
Okay.
Tommaso. So you're telling me that Candace's niece is just as pathetic and petty as her aunt and uncle? Here's a poem. Roses are red. My eyes are blue. I have the NXT world title. Do you? See you tonight, kiddo. I'll be the one in the main event with the shiny belt. Because Johnny's niece sent them a poem and Johnny tweeted about it, so Tommaso had to make a comment.
Of course he did.
Speaking of Tommaso, unbelievable. I almost forgot today is hashtag International Friendship Day. I bought little Johnny a new toy. P.S. If you want to stop by the house, I'll let you look at the title, but don't touch it or try to pick it up or anything weird. It's not yours. It's mine.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Tommaso. 5/30/17 ACL surgery. 7/11/17 right shoulder surgery. 8/12/17 left shoulder surgery. 7/25/18 NXT champion. Truly inspirational. I am the role model your child needs. An absolute treasure. So Trish Stratus posted a picture of her breastfeeding her newest child poolside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone named Seamoose goes, I'm so jealous of that baby.
Ew.
Trish replies, why? Are you a fan of milk? Kinda creepy, dude.
There you go, Trish. There you go.
I hate when people tweet something at someone, the person responds, and then they delete their tweet because, oh my god, they're embarrassed the person saw it.
Well, here's the thing. If you're embarrassed the person saw it, don't tweet it in the first place.
Which is going on this one, so I have to go from it from memory. Someone tweeted, Naomi. Where's Naomi, basically? Her reply, in catering.
Naomi.
TMZ, Nikki Bella and John Cena are officially over. Lance Storm. John's been over a decade now.
God. No.
He has,
but no. Oh my God, no.
He has been over for a decade. Anyway, Tweet of the Week.
That's Tweet of the Week. So, SmackDown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown. Showdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
So, this show only had 3 matches on it. 2 of them were women's matches. 1 men's match. A lot of talking on the show.
A ton of talking on this show.
I want to save the big stuff till the end of it, whole premise of the show. So I'll go through some of the things that happened on the show around it. We had the Usos versus the Bar. The Bar win in a good matchup. The New Day had their own commentary table that was really awkward transition from real commentary to New Day commentary. So the Bar won, and they move on in the tournament. They will fight the New Day next week. The winners go on to fight the Bludgeons at SummerSlam.
Who are more than ready to take on any and all comers with their very big hammers.
Mm-hmm. Samoa Joe took shots at AJ Styles. How he's a father and how he doesn't, you know, he's away from his kids and, you know, he'll send them back to his kids and he's going to destroy him. He'll be WWE champion when he's done that. I like Joe's promo. I can't recap it. It was really good. You have to just go watch it. It's really good. That's a lot of these promos. They're really good.
Joe has such a wonderful way of delivering a promo where it's very unassuming, but it's completely threatening at the same time. He's so good at that.
He's great delivery.
And yeah, I cannot wait for this match come SummerSlam.
Jeff Hardy came out to the ring. He talked about missing the United States Championship. It was a life force for him. It was an energy, and now he wants it back. But he also wants to get revenge on Randy Orton, who took the belt from him, who cost him the belt, and then beat him up two weeks ago. Randy Orton slowly came to the ring, as Randy Orton does, but before Randy could attack, Shinsuke Nakamura attacked Jeff Hardy. And then Orton and Shinsuke got into a face-to-face, but Orton's like, go ahead, knee him in the face. He did that. Nakamura left. Randy Orton put Hardy on the table, beat him up some more, and left him lying with a couple DDTs. Then he ripped off his shirt, his wraps, his necklace, and then he washed off the makeup of Jeff Hardy's face. Good promo, good action. I enjoyed it.
I thought it was great. I thought it was fantastic. Randy, I will say this about Randy. The time with Bray Wyatt, that has not been forgotten by Randy. And he's still doing that creepy, creepy gimmick that he was with Bray. So there's a lasting effect from that, which I like. Nobody remembers it. Nobody really cares. But you notice that about him, that he's not the same. And that being with Bray brought out that evil side.
Zelina Vega defeated Lana.
And her tiara.
It was a solid, okay match.
Lana is improved, and being in there with someone like Zelina Vega, who is incredibly talented and very, very good at what she does, can only help Lana. And you can tell that Lana has been working in the ring on house shows, and she's getting better.
She's getting more matches under her belt.
I mean, like we keep saying, she's probably not going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. But she's improving, she's getting better, and she will be probably good. I don't want to say decent, because I don't want to insult her, but, you know, she'll be good by the time she's done, because she cares.
It was Aiden English's fault she took the defeat.
Yep.
She blamed Rusev, though, because why wasn't he out there? Because Andrade was, why wasn't Rusev?
Well, remember, Rusev said none of them are good enough to celebrate Rusev Day, which is a little awkward seeing as he and Lana are married.
Right. Then we had Daniel Bryan come to the ring, and he talked about how Miz taunted him for 2 years and because he couldn't do anything about it, but now he's clear. He can wrestle again. He called out The Miz to fight. The Miz is on location on the set of Miz and Mrs. He was backstage. He told Daniel Bryan that this isn't the indies anymore. He can just walk out. He can't just walk out of the gym and demand a fight because he's not coming out there. Bryan told Miz, call your agent because he wants you to come fight me. Come fight me. Come out of hiding. He called him a coward. Miz reminded him what happened the last time he called him a coward on Talking Smack. And he said, punching him in his face, he walked away. Told him he's been riding his coattails since NXT. You remember that NXT? And had been latching himself onto the Miz to remain relevant. Miz said, while Bryan's career has never been lower, Miz has grown into a Hollywood and WWE superstar. And Bryan said, you think you're going to do good in Hollywood, but you're trying to do things that people have already done. You'll never be as good as The Rock, and you'll never even be as good as John Cena. He said, if Miz's ego required a big stage fight, then come fight me at SummerSlam. Miz told Bryan that he doesn't get it. His career's over. He should go let his contract expire and go back to wrestling in front of 12 people at bingo halls. Because Team Hell No and the Yes Movement are done. Miz said he talks about his wife and rambles about passion. That's it. Miz put up the baby crying stuff in. I think that was the weakest part of the thing. But very effective. Very cool. I love the back and forth between the two. It is awesome.
This is honestly one of the best things WWE has going right now. I love that there is no title involved in this. This is just pure bitter rivalry and hatred of two individuals that stems back all the way to when Bryan essentially debuted in the company all those years ago. And I love that they go back to that. I love that there is such a continuity to this where they can go back and they reference everything that has gone on between these two and just all that stuff and all the history and just how it just, it has that tension to it where you just, and we all just want them to fight. And it's not even that. We just really want Daniel Bryan to kick Miz in the face because that's what we all want. You know, God love Miz. He has a wonderful new show. He's entertaining as hell. But yeah, it's like when it comes to Bryan, he's been such a dick to Bryan that we just want Bryan to kick him in the face. And that's how it should be, is every story should be that involved and that intriguing. And I love this. I love how they're building this where we've had to wait for it. And it's to the point that when it finally happens, the crowd is just going to explode.
And now the overall story of SmackDown Live. Becky Lynch was in the ring to start off the program with Renee Young. And she's talking about her what has happened in the last year and a half, how she hasn't been champion since the end of 2016. And she hasn't even had a title shot. She talks about, you know, the pressures and everything like that on a roll. And she'll give everything she has at SummerSlam. And she'll be proud to walk into WWE Evolution as the SmackDown Women's Champion. Then you had Carmella, who came out here and talked like, she was so, like, not Carmella-esque. She was, like, talking about sympathy and how everything, we should not be tearing each other down. We should be, you know, looking up to one another, bring everyone up to on the same level. And she admitted she's always been jealous of Becky Lynch and, you know, talked about how everyone thought she would just be a hype girl and just a manager and never, you know, would make it as the women's champion, and how Becky was the first ever draft pick for SmackDown for the women, and she was actually the last pick ever. No one else, she was the last pick in the draft. And she talks about, everyone talks about how she sucked and how she shouldn't be champion, and she's really laying it in. She's tearing up, and Becky's looking, what, is she serious? Is she serious? And then she offers a handshake. Until James Ellsworth's music plays, and then Becky looks around and then gets attacked by Carmella. Carmella lays her out with the belt, and she's about to do some more damage with a steel chair until Charlotte Flair returns to make the save on behalf of Becky Lynch. Thoughts on what Carmella did to start?
I love that Carmella took shots.
Mm-hmm.
That Carmella is bringing up the fact that everybody is on Twitter and on social saying she doesn't deserve to be champion. She's not good enough. Yada, yada, yada. And she brings that up and it's basically a screw you to everybody. I'm champion. Like me or not, I'm champion. Y'all thought I was never going to be anything and here I am. And I love that. I love what she's doing. It's going to be really sad when she can't do it anymore. But right now, I absolutely love what they're doing with Carmella. She's being the perfect heel to this.
And you knew she was lying, she was playing her the entire time. But it was great.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. Like, here's the subtle touch. You know, she usually has her makeup all done out, right?
Yeah.
Very, very simple. Nothing really over the top. It's like, she was playing the role perfect. And then you had Charlotte Flair return, making the save. Paige revealed later that it would be Carmella versus Charlotte. And if Charlotte wins, Charlotte's in the match at SummerSlam. Charlotte wins, she's in the match at SummerSlam. And her girl Becky is not really happy about it.
There were a lot of people not happy about this. I'm kind of mixed on this because it's always good to see Charlotte back. She adds a little something to the division, but at the same time, her absence has allowed others to flourish and others to sort of feel that spotlight, which is really nice. Putting her in the match, I feel like is ultimately a good decision because it's something that Carmella doesn't have to be pinned to lose the title. So Carmella doesn't necessarily suffer. She loses the title, but it's like, say Becky Lynch pins Charlotte and wins that title. Well, then Carmella isn't hurt by it. She just wasn't there to break up the pin in time. Becky just got to Charlotte first. So that keeps Carmella strong, which is nice. But at the same time, it's like Becky Lynch could get completely, utterly screwed in this. Carmella could get completely, utterly screwed in this. And Charlotte could as well. But Charlotte's a lot less likely. So I'm mixed on it. I don't quite know how I feel. But everybody out there that's like complaining that Charlotte comes back, it's one match and she's in the title picture, all I'm going to say is this, Roman Reigns.
Yeah. And this has more storyline implications than just a Roman Reigns on the title shot. This feels like we're going to do something long-term with Becky and Charlotte. Because Becky said she was not happy that now her odds are a little worse because it's now two people in the match instead of one. She worked really hard for it. And I get that, but made it interesting television. That's the thing. What I really enjoyed about this show, overall, there was not a lot of wrestling. There was a lot of story building because we're building the SummerSlam. So we set all the focus. It appears we're going to do probably a triple threat for the women's title, a triple threat for the U.S. title. That's the way it seems. We got Daniel Bryan and The Miz. So like the SmackDown picture is pretty much clear. You got AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe. You got the tag thing. Usually there's like, everything was focused on this show. Everything had a purpose, which I liked.
It was very well done. It was very intentional. And you like that. Whereas Raw really, I feel like, struggles with that a lot of the time. Because they are trying to fill more time. Like, SmackDown does have the advantage. They're only 2 hours, so they can focus in a lot more, whereas Raw can't. They have to have more filler.
It's not even they need more filler. It's just their show is like, it's the Monday show. It's everything's more intense and everything because it's Monday. Tuesday's a lot more laid back and they can figure things out. I thought this was a really good episode of SmackDown. And even we're probably going to get a mixed tag of some sort. Probably maybe you have Andrade and Zelina versus Lana and Rusev at SummerSlam.
Probably.
That'd be fine.
I'd be okay with that.
So SmackDown had a great direction. Overall, good show.
And speaking of good shows, NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So, you had Heavy Machinery take on the Mighty TM61. I think they're just called the Mighty now. But it was a solid matchup. You had the Street Profits return, and they were doing an entrance to the crowd and allow Heavy Machinery to win. The match was just eh.
They're starting to heat up the tag division, which they need to do. You need to give Undisputed Era more challengers, although the lads are here. They're coming after those titles again. Which they're going to get their rematch, damn it.
We're going to get to them in a second. You had Mustache Mountain take on Matt Knotts and Brandon Taylor. So I made a couple comments. I don't know who was who, but one of them looked like an out-of-shape Lex Luger, and one of them looked like an older out-of-shape Neville. But then you had your boys, Mustache Mountain, talk. And they talked about the last time they were here, that everything did not go as expected. Trent was apologizing, Tyler was apologizing, and Trent's health is more important than anything to him, and they're both very happy with each other. But they're on a mission. They want their tag team titles. They're invoking the rematch clause at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn.
I'm fine with this. Also, Tyler and Trent married.
They were so in love. I swear to God, they were so in love.
They're married. It's not even they're in love. They're married, okay? They're to that point where they have been together long enough. They're just their thing. It may be platonic. It may be guy love. Whatever it is, they're married. And just to break into football real quick, it's official. I hate football.
Did he tweet it?
I don't think he tweeted it, but the Ravens take down the Bears 17-16.
In exciting football.
Something like that.
Anyway, so there's that. Then we had EC3 versus Kona Reeves. Match was fine. Velveteen Dream showed up, talked about he invited EC3 to step into the Dreams world and then see if he can bask in the Dreams experience. Kona took advantage, almost got the win. EC3 got back up and hit the TK3 for the win. Solid match.
Very solid match.
EC3 talked about basking in the experience. He was, you know, he's going to play the Velveteen Dreams game, drink the Coast Kool-Aid, and join him in the experience. Submit discourse and discussion. He said this will become a fight because, you know, he's the best here, best there, best everywhere. He's EC3. And it was made official by Regal that at TakeOver it will be EC3 versus the Velveteen Dream, which is good. It was also made official for the tag team title match. Also, Adam Cole versus Ricochet will happen as well. So that's cool. Keith Lee debuts next week. Adam Cole, or Ricochet will be in action next week as well. We also had a little bit with the War Machine. They talked to Mustache Mountain. They're also winning the tag team titles. So they will be the next in line after TakeOver. But then there was a hell of a match. Shayna Baszler and Candice LeRae.
Oh my God.
This match was awesome.
I need more of these. I need more of this in my life. So much more of this in life. Please, please, can I have another one of these? Holy shit.
That was really good. I mean, it was really, really good.
Which, you really wouldn't expect anything less from Candace, but she mixes so well with Shayna.
She really does. It was a hell of a match. Fun, exciting. Couldn't take my eyes away from it.
The women in NXT. The women's division is back, y'all. is back in a big way. I know a lot of people really don't care for Shayna Baszler, but I feel like she really is the perfect champion because she's that immovable object again, essentially. It's like, who can take her down? Who can defeat her? Who's basically got the stones to step up to her and be like, all right, I'll fight you. And that person is Candice LeRae and Nikki Cross, but Candice LeRae. I mean, just being like, all right, I have had enough of you. I have had enough of everything. We're just going to fight now. And that's exactly what happened. It was beautiful.
And then you had the champion, the biggest asshole in the room, Tommaso Ciampa.
He is so good at what he does.
Everyone was yelling at him. You know, they were trying to take pictures. He was yelling. He was showboating and everything like that. He got in the old lady's face at one point because he remembered that face, which was fantastic. He was yelling at the crowd. The crowd was yelling at him. He talked to the title like it was a phone. He kissed the belt. This is his NXT now. This promo was fantastic.
Again, nobody can touch Tommaso Ciampa right now. Nobody. Dude is just on fire in terms of what he's doing, how he's doing it, the whole nine yards. It's just perfection every time. And he just loves it. You can tell he's thriving in it.
He sat up on the top of the turnbuckle and goes, this title is so heavy. And then he said, the icing on the cake is that Johnny Gargano proved once again that he was a failure. He said, Gargano loses and I win again. He started bragging about the fairy tale and the fairy tale for the Garganos and how he was the first person to pin Aleister Black in a one-on-one match. Ciampa said, Black and Gargano can fight over 2A and 2B, but never in the history of this business has there ever been such a huge gap between 1 and 2. He told, he's the main event, he's untouchable, because he's our NXT champion. This is the A show because he is the number one sports entertainer of all time. And he does the little pose on the ground like Aleister Black, who then comes to the ring. But before he can get to the ring, Johnny Gargano gets in and attacks Tommaso. Gargano took him out. Gargano said, this is not Ciampa's NXT. The only reason you're champion is because of me. And then he turned around and got black masked by Aleister Black. Fans start chanting, you deserve it. He's crawling around. Black said, you're right. The only reason he is champion is because of you. Aleister Black left as the show closed.
Like a boss. Just this is just fantastic. There's some wonderful things going on in NXT right now, and I love all of them. I'm just going to say that out loud.
Everything is building up really well towards TakeOver Brooklyn, which is what? Today is the second? We're at 2 weeks away?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 weeks away.
2 weeks away, so TakeOver. Once again, TakeOver Brooklyn is, or TakeOver in general, is shaping up to be absolutely amazing. But Brooklyn in particular, this go round, is just living up to the standard that has been set in the past. So, but NXT also has the advantage in the fact that they do quarterly as opposed to every month. So they can take more time to build the storylines, but in a lot of ways that's better than trying to rush everything out.
At times. But this, you know, they have 5 pay-per-views in the year now, so, you know, it's a little bit more now. So, good stuff all around.
Very good stuff. So, I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does.
So, you got stuff to plug? Plug away.
Saturday night, midnight-ish at CB Radio. We'll be doing condiments in the Greater Than Great Debate. CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com, CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, hashtag BlameRob, when somebody dies. Speaking of CB Radio Live, one of the hosts, Lone Jobber, is on Twitter, at Lone Jobber, and he does a tweetcast about New Japan Pro Wrestling. There's a long-form edition, like 40 minutes long, talking New Japan, available on his Twitter, at Lone Jobber. Eastern Wrestling Analysis with The Lone Jobber right now. Twitter.com/LoneJobber. He'll have more coming in the couple of days as the G1 continues on. Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Heartbreak Mike, and The Omega. Monday night's Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Available now is The Rack Extra Reviews Season 1, Episode 2 of The Miz and Mrs. Available now, The Rack Extra Reviews Season 3, Episode 10, the season finale of Total Bellas. On Tuesday, you'll be able to get another episode of Miz and Mrs. on The Rack Extra. We'll be back live next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It is Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes, Instagram, Tumblr, iTunes, whatever. It's all there, Rack Radio Show. Make sure you follow and subscribe to the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTRLive, so you know when we go live with any podcast or video game activity, including Fortnite, which is coming up next. Make sure you follow at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
So you can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LNSWRD. Go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitters. And William on Twitter, you have no idea about Omega. You have no idea. He does limit himself on his YouTube channel, but thankfully he's not limited on Fortnite, which is coming up very, very shortly. We'll see if we can get him to join us or if he's preoccupied. Hopefully not. And, well, check out all our amazing, awesome sponsors. Gerwick.net, MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211, and FightBooth.com. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back in just a little bit with Fortnite. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.